Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680 with Tim Fedorovich. We call him FedEx, as we did in spring training. Nice to see you here.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Well, you're going to get a World Series ring this year, which is interesting. The Cubs, we saw it this week, 108 diamonds. Did you get a good look at it?
Yeah, I saw a couple pictures that they posted on Twitter. It's exciting. I don't know when I'm getting it, but I'm sure it'll come soon.
Well, you had a tremendous spring training. And, of course, you come in to the organization not knowing really what to expect, but you really did have a good spring training. Tell the fans a little bit about spring training for you and how things came together. You were Mr. Doubles at one point.
Started off a little slow, and I think I started out like probably 0 for 8 and 0 for 7, something like that, and then ended up figuring a few things out with my swing, and it kind of took off from there, and luckily I was hitting a lot of doubles, so it turned some heads.
Well, you were getting close to the major league record, I think, for spring training doubles. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what they said. Tim Fedorovich, our guest, you had a lot of things to say about Bobby Evans and why you stayed with this organization, going to Sacramento, and why you came into this organization. So let the fans know about your thoughts about him and why you're still here.
Yeah, honestly, it was just as truthful he's been with me this whole time. Even after we signed Nick, he was in North Carolina at the time, and he came to me in person at the university where we both went, and he spoke to me for about 20 minutes in person, and I thought that's above and beyond what any other GM probably would have done, and he gave me the opportunity to leave at that point. No strings attached, same thing throughout all the spring training, and throughout past my opt-out date, he kind of just kept a handshake agreement saying if I had a better opportunity somewhere else, he would let me go, and that's something you don't find in this game, so I was fortunate that something happened. Yeah. And I was able to get up here, and he kept his word on that too, and everything's worked out great.
All right, Tim Fedorovich with us. How did you get the call up? I know Buster got hit Monday, and then I imagine you were supposed to be going to Salt Lake City or someplace.
Yeah, so we were I actually played a game. Buster got hit, and I didn't know anything. I mean, just kind of went about my day, played the game that night. And then they pushed my reservation back, so I was flying out around 3 o'clock to head to Salt Lake City the following day instead of the 4:45 a.m. flight that the team had. So if anything, got my flight pushed back. But then I got a call from Bobby about 11:30, and he told me that they needed me up here, and I drove this way with my wife and child.
Boy, well, what a story of baseball! It always sounds so simple that you just show up, but a wife and a child, you got to get in a car and drive here.
Yeah, and that was it. We packed up in about 30 minutes, which is pretty impressive with a 7-month-old baby. And then we got here around 2 o'clock, and the rest is history.
What do you do with your place in Sacramento?
We're just going to keep it. When we go on the road here, she'll just head back there with our daughter, and then we'll kind of see where the season takes us and go from there.
Well, you never know. All right, Tim Fedorovich with us. North Carolina, University of North Carolina, you must have enjoyed the basketball.
Yeah, that was awesome. We lost in the championship last year, and to be able to come back and win it, that's pretty special. Not many teams have done that.
I look at you as a catcher, and there's catchers I've seen over the course of my life. I say, boy, the guy looks like a small guy. But, you know, you're built. And there were catchers. Hobie Landreth is a name you don't know, but was a great catcher, ended up with the San Francisco Giants. You look like him, I'm telling you. But he used to hit home runs. He was a tremendous catcher. Your stature's interesting as a major leaguer.
Yeah. I mean, everyone always says that I've kind of looked the part. They say when they look at me, the first thing they say is I look like a catcher. So, I mean, I take it as a compliment because I take pride in my catching, and I hope it works out.
Well, catchers used to block the plate and, you know, used to put their nose in there. And tell us about that, and there's a little bit about your career as a catcher.
Yeah, low center of gravity is easier for me to stay down and not get barreled over too much coming up. But now that part of the game's out of it. So, I came up, I pitched and caught in college, and then ended up sticking with catching after the draft, and I love it. Keeps me involved in the game. I mean, it takes away from a lot of time we could be hitting, but at the same time, I like the chess match between the hitter, pitcher, and the catcher, or the pitcher and the hitter.
Yeah, it's great. Now, of course, you're catching, and you're going to fill in, of course, for Buster, for Nick when they need you. What kind of prep do you do? Are you a video guy? Are you a scouting guy? How do you get ready to catch somebody?
A little bit common. combination of both. They give us a lot of scouting report stuff, hot and cold zones. I mainly look at guys' slugging percentages and see where they're slugging the ball, and kind of go from there. And it's the same time. I mean, like catching a guy like Bum, you got to pitch to his strengths too. So you just kind of use a combination of both.
Are you a chatty guy with the umpires, or do you don't turn around but you talk?
Yeah, definitely. I try to keep it off camera, but sometimes I get a little upset with them. But you got to start nice and go from there.
Okay. Ever been thrown out of a game?
I have not. Okay. So I think I've been doing pretty good.
All right. Well, you must be doing some right. Tim, thanks for being on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.